guess what? We have even more live music going on right now at the Federales. They're going to be playing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight and throughout the weekend, Saturday and Sunday as well. We got James Gould on electric guitar here. We've got Mark Laren on drums and Ben Miller on acoustic guitar, Jay Scavage on fiddle, and Chris Holm on upright bass. How are you guys doing? Thanks for rolling in and joining us on the air here today.
Yeah, of course.
This is going to be, I'm super excited for this. I think the last time you were up here was, I want to say it was New Year's Eve or something.
It was, yeah. Okay. We had a good time. So it's we're glad to be back here, up here, especially some hopefully beautiful weather the rest of the weekend.
Yeah. Well, let's start off with a song.
Cool. This one's called Truck Driver Man.
He's got a rambling fever, rolling down the road, no time for politics, no time for getting old, 30 tons of Kenworth, with Chet Atkins by his side, he's out in the wilderness, searching for the end of that long white line, and brother, he's the man you wanna be. Sitting up in that air cushion seat, he ain't like any man you'll ever know. If you see him on the road, say hello. Look for the truck driving man from North Dakota.
.1 FM WGPO Grand Portage, 89.1 FM WKEK Gunflint Lake, and on the web at WTIP.org. This is the Scenic Crew, the local music shows, and we always like having live interviews and live music. And guess what? We've got a double dose of live music on this show today. We've got an extra long edition of Scenic Crew that's going to be going before the high school football game at 5:45. Two live bands. First off, we have Monroe Crossing already set up here in the studio. They're going to be playing tomorrow at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts at 7:30. And then later in the show, we're going to have the Federales. They're going to be playing all weekend long down at the Gunflint Tavern. So let's dive right in.
He crossed the Mississippi more times than he could tell. He'll pour you whiskey and send your morning straight to hell. Need a dirty joke? Well, he knows them all. Need a guitar picker? He'll tell you who to call. And brother, he's the man you wanna be. Sitting up in that air cushion seat, he ain't like any man you'll ever know. See him on the road, say hello. Look for the truck driving man in North Dakota. Grafton, North Dakota, on down to New Orleans. There's always one more destination, one more story to be seen. And brother, he's the man you wanna be. Sitting up in that air cushion seat, he ain't like any man you'll ever know. If you see him on the road, say truck driving man in North Dakota. Look for the truck driving man from North Dakota.
Live music from the Federales here on the Scenic Route on WTIP, Truck Driving Man from North Dakota. That made me want to get onto a big rig and go cruising up 94 until it turns into 90 and goes into Montana.
Well, good, yeah. It's about a friend of mine who quit a job as an architect to become a truck driver and did a lot of motorcycle riding out to Montana, actually. So
wow.
Very appropriate.
I have a friend with a really similar story. There must be something super romantic about being a truck driver.
I think so, yeah.
That is really good. That's Ben Miller, singer and guitar player, and we've got the Federales here. They're going to be playing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight at 8 p.m. I hear that you guys have a new album in the works. What can you tell me about that?
Well, it's mostly all recorded. We just got a few more things to add on, and we're working on mixing it.
We did all analog.
Yeah, tape and everything.
Oh, man.
Serious,
yeah.
Analog. Knives, yep. Cutting tape.
Yep. Razor blades.
Yeah.
Razor blades,
if you seek us out on Facebook, you can find video of some of that process of, you know, some of the tape being spliced. And
this is an ancient method I only have heard stories of. Joni Peterson, I'm sure that you appreciate this a lot because you're all about analog very much. So do you have a title or any other information about it, or is it still coming together?
Yeah, it's still coming together. No title yet. I don't know. We record 15 songs, I think, total.
Something like that. Trying to book some horn players, yeah, to do some overdubs. So I don't know if anybody knows any good horn players for hire.
Call us up.
You get the group that we just played right before you, Space Monkey Mafia. Call those guys. I'm serious. Call them. They'd be perfect.
I assume it's coming out on vinyl.
Yes, it is. Yes, I think all vinyl. Yeah.
Ooh, this really is. This is super cool. James Gould is also here, making that guitar really sound good. I don't know what it is, how you make like a country guitar sound. Is it an effect pedal you have, or is it a style that you play? I don't know anything about guitar. I'm a bass player, so
I kind of think I try to go the minimalist route on pedals. So I actually found this amp. It's this 50s National amp. Actually, my wife found it at a estate sale in Fergus Falls. So it's from the 50s. So that's kind of when, you know, like the era of country guitar that I love the most. Mm-hmm. And just trying to mimic that as much as possible.
How did you get into 50s country guitar?
Man, that's a good question.
It's a long story.
How do you not? Isn't everybody?
There we go.
Isn't that the hot thing these days?
It finds you.
Programming here on WTIP is supported by Wonder Bar Eatery and Glam Crown, showcasing an array of live music all year round with food, beer, wine, fine spirits, and Glam Crown accommodations on site. More details are on Facebook. We're here with the Federales, James Gould, Mark Larson, Ben Miller, Jay Scavage, and Chris Holm. I want to hear another song.
All right. Well, we are the Federales. We got that name from a Towns Van Zandt song, Poncho and Lefty. So we're going to do not that song, but another Towns Van Zandt song. It's part of our truck driving set. And we'll introduce that. Also a truck driving song.
New Mexico ain't bad, Lord. The people there, they treat you kind. And that white steal away my mind. It's bad news from Houston. Half my friends are dying. It's bad news from Houston. Half my friends are dying. Get back to where I came. Oh Lord, I'm bound to ramble till I get back to where I came. And a white freightliner's gonna steal away my brain. I'm going gonna listen to them big trucks whine. I'm going out on the highway. Gonna listen to them big trucks whine. Lord, white freightliner's gonna steal away my mind. That white freightliner's gonna steal away my mind. That white freightliner's gonna steal away my mind.
Federale is doing Town Van Zandt, White Freightliner Blues. Excellent choice for a truck driving set. You can catch them at the Gunflint Tavern tonight at 8 p.m. They'll also be there tomorrow, and they're going to be there a Sunday at 7 p.m. So the entire Labor Day weekend, they're kind of overtaking the harbor. And you guys have one album out already, and I think it's, I'm not even joking, this is one of my favorite album names ever, Blues, Bourbon, and Burritos. Those are the three finest things in life, and I'm glad that someone else recognizes that. So that's excellent. I forgot to mention or ask earlier, where's the new one being recorded? Where have you done that?
At the Pearl Recording Studio in Northeast Minneapolis.
Okay.
With our buddy Zach.
Zach, all right. That's not the, the same studio. Is it Rob Genetic? Is that the same one?
Probably
not. I don't
think so.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking of something else then. Well, that's going to be really good. Come on down to the tavern and dance a bit as well. I heard that you actually have a job working for Live From Here with Chris Thiele Band. So what is that like working on that show?
It's pretty excellent, actually. I get to see a lot of music, you know, just absorb a lot of musical education all the time. It's great.
So you're live, you're there, you're on the set at the Fitz.
I am on site
whatever.
All the time. Yeah, yeah.
You travel with them.
I do.
So that's your full-time job.
It is. So it's like being a musician, but also not like being a musician.
Well, lucky for you, you're also a musician.
Yeah, exactly.
So you get the best of both worlds there.
We're all kind of jealous of his job.
Well, so these guys have all come along on, you know, cruises and things like that when we've done that. So
yeah,
get to see the weird and wildness that occurs.
I can't believe that we got like two like American style country bands that both take cruises within an hour of each other. That's crazy.
I was going to ask how you would describe the style of your music.
Of our music?
Yes.
Well, sometimes I will say, I'm never really good at like actually describing the style straight up, but I will say I like to think of it as Doug Somm singing Merle Haggard songs. That's the best way I can think of it. But you know,
that's the genre name, too.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't fit in Spotify real well, but...
And what kind of venues do you most enjoy performing at?
Oh, I love playing in bars and just like honky-tonk type places.
Yeah. Turf Club is one of my favorite venues of all
really.
Time.
Turf
anywhere,
Club.
So
if there are bottles clinking.
Yeah.
I saw on your website, you say you're not from the Black Hills, the Texas Panhandle, or Appalachia. You're from the Twin Cities and damn proud of it, too. I've noticed that in your songs that you have a lot about Minnesota and this area in your lyrics.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's true. We're like country music, but we're not from Nashville, or we're not from Austin or something like that. So writing about southern things just feels wrong. So might as well write about the northern country.
Do you have any desire to make it to those places or stay in the Twin Cities?
I think we'll probably stay here. Yeah, I like visiting those places. But yeah,
I think it's probably a good call. Federale is here. They're going to be playing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight. They've got a new album on the horizon. They also have one that you can search for called Blues, Bourbon, and Burritos.
And it's really good.
Joni loves it. Programming on WTIP is supported by the Oral Health Task Force, working to provide dental care for the children and young adults of Cook County and the Grand Portage Reservation. From prenatal to 26 years of age, the Oral Health Task Force offers a sliding fee scale program that helps cover dental costs, including those not covered by dental insurance. There's more information at 387-2334. Just a reminder that in about half an hour, we're going to have the Cook County Vikings football game, the first of the year, going to be broadcast. Dick and Norm giving you all the action, but we still got plenty of time for some more songs. Ben is tuning his guitar with a nice bandana about it. Is there a significance to the bandana, or is it just an aesthetic thing?
It was kind of an aesthetic thing, but I think, this is a different one, but the original one I got when I was like 8 years old in Dallas when I went on vacation at one point. So, But I think I switched that one out just to prevent it from being lost or something.
Let's do another song.
Well, since you were talking about songs about the northern area up here, this was sort of inspired by a northern Minnesota city, but not exactly. But I won't go in any deeper than that, but take from it what you will.
Hello there, Virginia. Well, it's great to be in town. I just drove 5 hours down old Highway 39. I'll sing a few, then I gotta go. So glad you could stick around. Well, you can stay with me, but only for a night. In the morning when I'm leaving, I'll be leaving you behind. Don't buy me no postcards and don't look for mine. I look to the east and see you standing outside my door. Well, I believe it, but only for a night. You'll be down and out too. Yeah, I'll be cursed. I'll be cursed without you. Then I'll be cured. But you'll be gone and carefree. And when you drive to Austin, you'll go without me. In the morning when I'm leaving, I'll be leaving you behind. Don't buy me no postcards and don't look for mine. I look to the east and see you standing outside my door. I'll believe it, but only foreign man.
Live music here from the Federales, Ben Miller on vocals. We also have James Gould on electric guitar, Mark Larson on drums, Jay Scabbage on fiddle, and Chris Holm on bass. And that was a song about a town in Minnesota, but it's under wraps, apparently. So that's from Ben Miller. And hey, speaking of Minnesota towns, I saw you played St. Cloud recently at D.B. Searle's. That's my neck of the woods, and I always felt like there was no live music in that town, but apparently that's like a place a lot of people are playing now.
Yeah, well, this was actually part of a cool new festival. It's called Common Roots Festival, and it sort of took over the whole downtown. It sounded like last year, I think it was one of the main streets down there was torn up for a bunch of construction, and they said, like, what can we do to get a bunch of people down here while all the bars and everything are sort of losing customers for a summer? And so they put together this music festival, and it was really fun. Great theater, great other bands, and just really well run and good people.
Yeah.
So we'll give them a shout out.
Yeah, I'll have to get back there for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some pride in my hometown again, finally. Hey, I wanted to ask you about a Christmas song that you composed.
Yes.
And what is the name of this song, and what can you tell us about this song?
It's called Santa Don't Stop at the Bar on Christmas Eve. That was actually the first song that we released. We had gone in to record just a couple, record a test run at the first album, and that first version didn't really turn out, but that song... I sort of wrote the week before, just it was early December 2013 or something like that. Like, hey, we could write a classic, old, weird country Christmas song. There's a bunch of good ones out there.
There needs to be more instant modern Christmas hits.
Yeah, exactly.
Other than the one Mariah Carey song.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'll also recommend a song. You can find this on YouTube. It's an old, I think it's written by somebody from Canada. It's a song called Daddy's Drinking Up Our Christmas. It's like a super dark song. But it's like there's a Marty Stewart with BR549 version on YouTube that's really good. And it's just like real peppy and real fun. It just sounds awesome. But the lyrics are intense.
So as far as songwriting goes, are you the main songwriter of the group, or is it a more collaborative effort?
I think, I write the lyrics and sort of the general arrangements for most of it. We also have our other singer, Carl, who's not with us this weekend. He's back down in the cities with his new child. Oh. Hey, Carl. Congratulations.
Hi, Charles.
So he'll toss in a few. But then I think once we get, we'll sort of sit around and play through them a few times and figure out what the actual final, Federales version is going to be.
Can you explain what a Federale is?
Well, it's a Mexican, I think, in that song, and Pancho Lefty, it's a law enforcement official from down in Mexico.
Okay.
I believe.
I actually didn't know that. Did you know that, Joni?
No, I didn't. That's good to know. Little tidbits. And so you wrote the last song you sang, and the first one, Truck Driving Man, as
correct.
Well.
Correct. Yep.
And I wanted to ask you this kind of aside. Did you ever see Merle Haggard in concert?
I did, actually. I think Mark was with me, right?
Yeah, at the State Fair.
Yeah, we saw him at the State Fair a couple years ago with Sturgill Simpson and Chris Christopherson. It was quite excellent.
That's a triple threat.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Wow. Good timing.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely. Let's do another song.
It was good.
Another song?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I talked over you, sorry. This is a song I wrote about a previous job I had. I took a business trip down south, and all of this song is true, actually. So,
were you ever a truck driver at any point?
I was not, okay. No. I've never even owned it. Well, no, I've never owned a truck. I've owned something you could consider a truck, but no. I wasn't that lucky. Maybe when I get older. I think my friend Russ, he quit his job when he was 40. That was when he went from architecture to truck driving. So there's still time for all of us.
Changed his major.
buy a minivan and then James will call him a truck.
Yeah.
Because he's too embarrassed to call a minivan, so he'll call him a truck.
Yeah, it's one of them truck looking things with the big sliding doors on the side.
Just can't bring myself to say it.
Put the kids in there. Put the kids in the truck. Alright. This one is from our first album, too.
I spent 3 days in Arkansas in May. Now with the benefit of hindsight, there's only one thing I gotta say. That said, I won't go to Arkansas again. Too many strip malls and not enough sin. Too many Walmarts and not enough girls. But at least on the radio they still play Willie and Merle. I suppose I should be reasonable, I suppose that I should be fair. I found it's much worse in Kentucky, where they just yell, "Boy, you should cut that hair." But I don't wanna go to Arkansas again. Too many strip malls and not enough sin. Too many Walmarts and not enough girls. At least on the radio they still play Willie and Merle.
God bless Willie Nelson.
People, that's really a story I should tell. But it's hard to come home with real good stories when you're scared to leave your hotel. That's why I don't wanna go to Arkansas again. Too many strip malls and not enough sin. Too many Walmarts and not enough girls. But at least on the radio they still play Willie and Merle. Rest in peace, Merle Haggard.
Oh boy, Federale is there. Was that one called "I Don't Want to Go Back to Arkansas Again"?
Yep,
that was it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I really love that one. Joni was over here grooving like crazy.
When Merle Haggard came out with "Okie from Muskogee,"
yeah.
Okay, I'm showing my age. I was in college and I worked for the campus radio station, and we were just wow. And nobody had liked country music, but then we started getting into Graham Parsons,
yes,
and Chris Christopherson and everybody. So I would say that Merle kicked it off.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you guys what you listened to when you were growing up.
Well, I listened to a lot of Bob Dylan and the Beatles, and a little bit of classic country type stuff, but a lot of and Neil Young, that kind of stuff. Crosby, Stills, Nash.
I would say the Beatles and James Taylor and I don't know, Rolling Stones, yeah. Carole King, that kind of stuff.
Great.
Oldies, classic rock for me. Oldies for my mom. My dad was classic rock. Mostly all 60s and late 50s.
Mark knows the words to literally every oldie song that you could possibly hear on radio.
Did you listen to some serious radio on the way up?
We kept falling back on the Beatles station when we had to skim around.
What's your favorite Beatles album then?
Sgt. Pepper.
Okay, good. What are your thoughts on the White Album? That's like the most divisive one. I'm going on a total tangent here. Okay, good. We're on the same page. All right. Federale is here. They're going to be playing at the Gunflint Tavern tonight at 8 p.m. You can also catch them there Saturday and Sunday. So once you're away from Cook County and after the set of gigs, what's next for shows?
We are playing in Anoka next weekend, 10K Brewing, and then after that we have a few weeks off, probably hopefully work on that album a little bit more. We're playing at the Turf Club on September 29th with our friends Savannah Smith and Jake Jones, and then we're back at the Turf Club on October, I think it's October 9th, it's a Tuesday. We're opening for Jimmy Smith from the Gourds, which should be super fun.
Super good. So how long is that going to take with the razor blading of every song that you're putting together?
The actual time in the studio isn't much more than it would be if it was digital, but it's the scheduling of everybody that is taking so long.
Yeah. So long.
Six people at least, I'm guessing, to working on this. That's going to take a lot of logistics.
Yeah, a lot of logistics. But
it's going to have it out before Christmas?
We were going to, I think probably now we're thinking maybe February or something. Yeah.
For Valentine's Day.
Yeah, here we go.
That's what you can get in your box of chocolates, get the next Federale's album. That's the true mark of true love. Guys, thanks for coming here today, and good luck with the show tonight. Let's do one more song here.
Yeah.
Cool. Under Your Gun?
Yeah.
One second, let me retune for that one.
In the meantime, I'm going to ask Chris. I know we haven't heard from you a lot, but I know you do a lot of music down in the cities as well.
Yeah, I mostly play solo. My band is also playing that October 9th show at Turf Club with these guys. Fatten and Frogs is my band name.
Fatten and Frogs.
Play like old time, kind of early blues music, but kind of upbeat, electric. And yeah, I play a lot of solo stuff, just the country blues stuff all over. Played in Lutzen quite a few times. Played up here at Gunflint a couple years ago.
Yeah,
solo too.
It was a nice surprise to see you here today on bass.
I'm just a helping hand today, so.
Well, two hands.
Helping two hands here.
I'd like to see you play that bass with just one hand. No, I'm just kidding.
I call him Chris Two Hands.
All right. Well, this is one that will probably could be on the new album. Sounds good from what we've heard so far.
The new album called Valentine's Day.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Shouldn't have been in. I knew my baby wouldn't look for me there. I wasn't on the town searching for a new love. I wasn't looking to start a new affair. I didn't object when she bought me a whiskey. I let her put her hand on my knee. She told me it was like she'd always known me. So I told the barman to pour her another beer. And she looked me in the eye with a sad, sweet smile. I said, "Now, honey, you know it's all downhill from here." Spinning backwards, staring at a ceiling I didn't know. And I started gathering excuses by a handful, and gathering up what I could find in my clothes. No, I never tried to buy her a whiskey. I didn't put my hand on her knee. She was just an old friend, surprised to see me. That's why she was sitting so near. And I looked her in the eye with a sad, sad smile. Oh, honey, I guess it's all downhill from here.
2-3. Federale is live here on WTIP. Thanks again, guys, for coming on. Catch me tonight at Gunflint Tavern at 8 p.m. and they'll be there every night this weekend. Thanks to Joni for joining me. Thanks to Jeff out there for doing the sound. Good luck with the show, guys, tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us.